Thank you for holding. Is this Kiva?
Yes, this is me.
Hi, Kiva. My name's John. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. It's been a busy day, so it's a good problem, I guess.
Yeah, it's a very good problem.
Can be overwhelming at times, but got to keep everybody happy.
What comes with it.
Yeah, it's the nature of the beast, right? They don't give us anything we can't handle, though. So. Kara wanted me to jump on the line. She was asking me to go over some pricing. There's a couple of things that she wanted me to apply, but did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how it works?
No, not at all, actually. Nope, not at all.
Okay. All right, let me see here. Okay. All right, so there's a couple of different things you wanted me to apply towards the pricing structure. Do you get texting on this number, Kiva?
I do.
Okay, couple things I want to send over. So first one is just going to be a basic, like, Google search. Is Local Splash a Google partner? Okay.
Okay, I see.
You want to make sure you're talking to the right people, right? And then I'll also send over our reviews. So you have that there. And then I'll also send over the pricing page. The pricing really is going to depend on what you want to do with your company, like what your goals are moving forward. Obviously, the first page placement is the most important thing. We only call out when the first page placement's available. The people on the first page are typically the most profitable companies. At least according to Google, the guys on page one is where 90% of the traffic starts and stops. We're basically talking about putting you where 9 out of 10 people are going to look before they make a call. So let me get this pricing page over to you.
Okay.
Yeah, you use Google yourself, don't you?
Of course.
Yeah. Everybody, right? All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So there is a bundle. So that I see what Kara's requesting for you. Again, it's always your choice, but I'm going to work with you as best I can on the pricing, especially because she just sent me a link here to Home Advisor by Angie's. She said you're currently doing that.
Yeah.
Okay. I know that's not cheap at all. So I'll try I'll try to make it as affordable as possible because it's not every day you can put yourself on the first page, but I do want you to get your foot in the door. I'm pretty sure if you can compare the two side by side, it should be a no-brainer as far as going with Google because Angie's gets their leads from Google. They just resell them. So they'll actually be on the first page. Yeah, but then they'll forward it to you. That's why instead of you getting a live call from the customer, it's usually like a text and you got to call them back, right?
Right.
With this, you guys are listed on the first page. They could call you directly. You don't have to worry about it going to 3 or 4 other guys. And we don't charge you a lead fee for each individual one. It's just one flat monthly rate to be up there, right?
Sounds perfect.
Yeah, so I'm saying, I'm like, if I could just get your foot in the door, it'll sell itself to you. There's no real need for me there. The thing is just making sure it works for you guys financially to get things up and running. Do you have a website already?
No, not yet. I'm currently working on it as we speak. We feel kind of fairly new.
Okay. Well, this will definitely jumpstart you. This is a I'm here moment when people can just look you up, you know. They don't even have to look you up by name.
Right.
They just type in lawn care, landscaping. You know, you'll be up there with the big wigs, Harwell's Lawn Services and more, God is Good Lawn Care, Herba Systems. You'll be up there with those guys.
Oh, yay. Thank you.
Okay. So I sent the pricing page over. Here's what I could do from a pricing standpoint. There's a package called the Platinum Package. That's what I recommend since you don't have the site yet. The Platinum Package has a full custom website design in it.
Okay.
Not only that, the Platinum Package is like an A to Z one-stop shop for online marketing and advertising. You get the first page placement on Google, the website, but you're also on like Facebook. There's Yelp. There's Yellow Pages. There's Thumbtack that will list you on. there's Apple Safari search engine submission and the Bing submission. Is that way you're on those platforms as well as a top mm-hmm. option if they're searching for any of your services. So this way we know, like, if they're online searching, it's covered. And then we have an app and a tracking system that'll break down where they all came from. So instead of you having all your marketing budget and all your eggs in one basket with HomeAdvisor pay per lead, or HomeAdvisor by Angie's pay per lead, with this, you're not paying per lead, click, or call, but we'll have about 10 to 15 different platforms we can pull from to get leads. Right? And then these listings you keep. So even if you were to leave us later, like it's month to month, let's say you shut it down in the wintertime because things are slow or it's just not the time of the year for you.
Right.
We don't delete everything. You know, you still have all your website and everything. So these are things that your company's going to keep as its long-term infrastructure for people to be able to look you up, write reviews, see your website and everything. So what I was thinking I could do, Kiva, if you want to come on board with us today, month to month, I'll put you on that platinum mm-hmm. package, but I'll drop the rate down to the essential package price of just $299.
Oh, that's perfect. Okay, okay. Yeah, we can definitely do that.
Mm-hmm. And then I've also waived all setup fees. So you won't have to pay the setup fees in the fine print. It'll just be $299 month to month, and then I'm locking this rate in. So as long as you're with us, you'll keep this deal. That won't go up or change on you.
Okay, yeah, that's perfect. Yeah, we can definitely do that.
Okay, all right. So let me create the Google Business Profile. This is exciting. You only have to create your Google Business Profile one time for as long as you own your business. On the first page mm-hmm. of Google, you can only have one number on the listing, though. So did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yes, yes, because I'm the one that takes the calls and everything, so yeah.
Okay, so 901-355-5045.
Yes.
Okay, and then there's also another number here, the 446-5297. Do you want me to just save that in case, like, we need to get a hold of you, or who does that go to?
Yes, yes, yes. Like, so that's actually the owner's phone number, but I'm the one that takes the call, so if you can't reach me, reach the owner, and then I'm always next to the owner, so, you know,
gotcha.
If anything happens, you can just call the owner, yeah.
Okay, just making sure. So is that, like, you're authorized to do this on behalf of Leaf Consolidated LLC? Excuse me.
I am, so that's my husband.
Okay, yeah, then definitely you're fine. I was just like, wait a minute. She didn't tell me it was a partner. She just said it was the owner. So, but if it's your husband,
yeah.
You are the owner. You own him.
Yeah. You got that right.
Yeah. I know, my wife's all a 4'11", and she just looks at me like, man, if any grown man ever looked at me like that. So look up and tell me what to do. I'm like, you got it. All right, so Kiva, what's your last name?
Brooks, B-R-O-O-K-S.
Am I spelling your first name right? I have it as K-E-E-V-A.
Yes.
Okay, just wanted to make sure. And then what's your husband's first and last? I'm going to add him to the profile, or his first name, I should say. Obviously, Brooks is the last.
His first name is D-Eric, D-E, apostrophe, A-R-I-C.
Oh, that's unique. My dad's D-Andre,
yeah.
So I haven't heard that one, though, D-Eric. D-Eric Brooks.
Oh, yeah, because his dad was actually Derek, just regular Derek, and I guess he wanted to have his son with his name but kind of changed it up a little bit, so.
Yeah, I know. It's all, the names are odd. My mom was Christy Lee, and I ended up naming my son Kyrie G after her because I couldn't.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, he's getting big, though. He's turning into a monster. He started out cute. Now he's a little gremlin.
Oh, yeah, that's how they all be.
Yeah.
I have two boys. I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, he's going to be 5 at the end of this month, to give you an idea. So he's right in that kind of wild age group where he's starting to get what's going on but still has, like, no self-control.
Oh, he's a little 5-year-old. That's so cute.
Yeah, he's my little man, though. It's my pride and joy. He's just nuts. I got to always apologize to everybody. You know, every time we go outside, he'll see two people holding hands. He thinks he's got to split them. You know?
Oh.
Got to run in between them and just disturb everything. Yeah, I'm like, I'm sorry. All right. So I got this. The Google's going to send you a verification. So they just sent me a notification. Your company has to get verified. You only have to do this one time. Okay. So what they'll do is they'll send you a letter in the mail. And then there's a little 5-digit number on the back of that letter. And that's how you get the little red dot on the map kind of indicating where the business is on the first page of Google.
Okay.
And then there's also a form that I'm going to have to send you to fill out. So I need your email address and your business street address.
Okay. So the email is Leaf, all lowercase Leaf, L-E-A-F, mm-hmm. consolidated, at gmail.com.
Oh, easy enough.
Okay. Yep.
And then what about the business street address for the letter in the mail?
Okay. It will be 4023. Lucinda. Lucinda.
L-U-C-I-N-D-A. Okay.
Cove.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Memphis, Tennessee.
It. And it's 38125,
okay.
right?
Yes.
Okay. And then you have the option. You can either hide this address or you can leave it displayed.
Okay.
Which one do you want to do? Because I'll actually hide it or leave it displayed right now.
Yeah, just hide it.
Hide it? Okay. We could change
yeah.
that if you ever change your mind, but I think that's a good route since it's a service-based industry. You're going to them. They're not coming to you.
Yeah.
There's real no
exactly.
reason for it to be up there. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. So go. All right. And then how do you want the hours of operation for the business listed?
We can do so we can say, let me see, because I think we wrote it down. Yeah, so we're off Sunday. We're going to change it, but Sunday and Monday.
Okay. So
and then for the rest of the week, it will be from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6. Okay. And then you could accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I got the profile created. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a number with my direct extension. So that way you guys can mm-hmm. always get a hold of me if you have any questions, comments, concerns, need help, or want to make a change to your hours or something like that.
Okay.
I'll text that over to you now. And then I also want to schedule a time where we could do an interview with our client interview technician. Because mm-hmm. the whole point of this call, what they want to do is basically customize the campaign to you. So we don't want to list you guys for any services that D'Eric doesn't do or any places mm-hmm. that he doesn't go to, right? So it's
okay.
going to be geographically targeted, and then it's also going to be keyword specific. That way we know everybody that's finding you, they have to be in those areas and typed in those services in order to even get your number and be able to contact you guys. And then also,
okay.
did you buy your domain name already for your website?
No, that's actually in process now. It's actually
okay,
in process.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. We'll get you one. We get them for pennies on the
okay.
dollar, too. So we'll get you a domain
okay.
name. I just wanted to know, because if you already paid for one, then we would want to use that one and not get a duplicate. But if you haven't paid for one yet, then we'll include it.
Okay.
Okay, but they'll go over the website during that interview as well. So that's what I wanted to ask you. So usually the interviews are about 30 to 45 minutes. We do ask for a full hour
mm-hmm.
just in case the call goes over
okay.
or you have any extra questions. Is there a time tomorrow where we could sit down with you?
Let's see, because we do have a few clients tomorrow.
Oh, it would actually have
do...
to be Friday. It would have to be Friday.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah, anytime between 9 and 5 o'clock Central on Friday.
Okay, we can do 10 o'clock Friday.
10 o'clock Friday, okay. All right, and then I'm going to send you a calendar invite to the email address, and then I'm also going to set up an automated text message reminder for you. And that'll come through about
okay.
1 hour before the appointment. So that'll come through at 9.
Okay.
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 Yeah, that way we can just customize everything and get it up and running as soon as possible. So when I activate your account, they're going to send you an outline of the agreement in writing. That way you have it all documented. You're getting everything in that platinum package for the $299. It's also at the bottom of that, you'll have to sign off on it. So that'll basically be your homework between now and Friday at 10. And then also the Google verification form. So you're going to want to fill that out as well. And then they'll send you a username and a password for your account dashboard and tracking system. Pretty easy to use. It's just an app. No matter what device you have, you just go into App Store, look up Local Splash. It'll be in there. And then your username is typically your phone number. And then they'll give you your own password, and you could adjust the password to whatever you like once you log into it the first time.
Okay, okay. And also I wanted to ask, so when I fill out these forms, do I, is it virtual or do I have to print it out and then write it, handwrite it, and then
scan it's virtual. No, it's virtual. Watch, I'll send it to you right now. I just got to activate the account. So in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, Kiva, how did you want to do that?
We can just, wait, can you repeat that?
The payment, like in terms of securing the first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
Oh, we can do it. Let me see. Because usually the owner kind of does the purchasing and stuff like that. Because you know how men get.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
Yeah. So I'll probably. Yeah, if you want to pay it right now, I will have to put him on three-way, or you can just personally call him and I'll let him know what's going on.
Yeah, if we could just give him a call. Because the hardest part about getting on the first page of Google is not so much the cost of it. I've worked that out for you guys, but it's the availability of the spots. And so when these spots open up, especially like right now, it's almost peak season, they go down a list, and then once they fill it, they close out the category, and we have to wait until another landscaping company basically opens up their spot or leaves to another area before we can actually list you guys for Memphis and surrounding areas. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Yeah, so it's not like an everyday thing like Home Advisor by Angie's where we could just sign you up. We have to have the opening, which we do, but then also, you know, to get this pricing structure and everything set up. So if we could bring them in, that would really help secure things and nail it down for you guys.
Okay, just give me a second. Let me call them right now.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So, I tried to put him on three-way, but he just told me no deal.
No
so
deal?
I don't...
Oh, no.
Yeah, that was what he said. Yeah.
Just based on the cost, or...?
No, it's not the cost at all. No, it's not that. He was just saying, like, he has a... I don't know, but he just got this other plan going on. I don't...
The Home Advisor by Angie thing?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, that's why I wanted to kind of explain that to him, because that's why I was telling you, they're getting their leads from Google, and they're charging you per lead.
Yeah, I told him that.
Whether you get it or not, it's going to other people.
Yeah. Oh, hold on. Okay, hold on. Give me just a second. He's calling back. Hold on. Let's see
okay.
if I can. Okay, so never mind. He was just pretty much going over what he just said because he know I don't listen. So, So you said there's like a limited spot, right?
Yes, exactly. So there's only three people that show if you were to Google lawn care or landscaping in Memphis, Tennessee, they're right next to the map. So you guys would be one of those guys. There's only one spot open currently. So that's why the Google position is so important. Everything else is like,
okay,
we could build you a website anytime, all the other things, but the Google listing is actually what drives the traffic and makes you guys the money.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there, I know he said no, but like I just told you, I don't listen, and I think this is a good idea. So is there a way that I can, like, still have the interview and then get back to you at a different time?
What do you mean by get back at a different time?
You know, pretty much like call you back, like either later on today or like early morning tomorrow.
For the payment?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We have to secure the payment. It's automated. So like literally once we secure it, the account goes active. They send you your username, your password, the paperwork saying that the spot's going to you. Like it's all set up automated. It's not like we're in here manually doing this.
Oh, dang. Well,
it's like a digital billboard almost. Because then it, like, all the account, everything I created, it sends to them to go ahead and process. So that's why they're like, okay, let's verify it. And then they go ahead and publish it.
Okay.
The crazy thing is you only have to do that one time for as long as you own the business just to exist on Google. So, like, if he said next month he doesn't want to do it and he wants to stick with Home Advisor by Angie's, you guys could cancel, but I know that's not going to happen. And then all the stuff that we create for you, you would still keep. So even like in a worst case scenario, it's all stuff that you're going to need to do at some point. I just narrowed it all down to the bare minimum cost. And then obviously the first page placement is going to drive enough traffic to where, you know, especially over the next 6 months, you shouldn't have any problem continuing to use it.
Okay. Well, dang, that's the case then, and we won't be able to do it today, Dan.
Okay, it's just based on getting the payment done?
I mean, like I said, we have no problem paying for it. It's just a decision. He just don't want to do it.
Gotcha. Well, you were saying that you wanted to do it, and then I'm trying to understand where we got lost there. Is it just that you can't process the payment without talking to him first?
Yeah, pretty much. Like I told you, he knows I don't listen, so certain things he's holding back. But that's what I'm saying. He doesn't understand that I'm kind of like the backbone of stuff, so I kind of, you know what I'm saying? That's why I was like kind of trying to do it, I'll say behind his back, because that's usually what I do.
Well,
so that's why I was like,
no,
a later time.
It's just logical. Like, if you think about it, if you put aside $300 into Angie's, you know, and they're $30 a lead. You get 10 leads, right? But those 10 leads are going to three or four other people. So you have to compete against those people, all right, call them first, have the lower price, all that to get them. So out of that 300, you might get like two or three of them if you're closing them down and really get staying on top of it, you know. With this, you're not limited to just those 10 leads. You could get 10 from Google, 10 from Bing, you know, Facebook, Yelp, Yellow Pages. You guys have a surplus of opportunities to cherry pick through. So that's what I was saying. If I could just
Trust
get the
me,
price
I
down.
Understand. I get it.
Yeah. If I could just get the price down, get your foot in the door, I know this will work, but it's really about making sure everybody's on the same page. I'm not trying to have somebody call me cussing at me either.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like, we're helping you. Don't be cussing at me. Okay.
Right, I get it, but we can't do it today. So
gotcha.
I'm sorry.
All right. Well, look, we get out of here in 2 hours. If it's not filled by the end of today, I'll follow up with you in the morning and see if we can work something out.
Yeah, definitely in the morning. Okay.
Oh, okay. And you have my number and extension too. So if you guys talk about it over the next couple hours, just give me a call. If it's there, I'll be happy to work with you guys.
Okay. I got you. Thank
All right.
you.
All right, Kiva. You're welcome. You have a great day, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.